are listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The indictment against hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs has now been unsealed. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the federal courthouse in Manhattan.
The indictment, right from the very first page, says Sean Combs abused, threatened, and coerced women and others around him to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. And this conduct, as alleged, went on for years.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announcing today that the Office of Statewide Prosecutor under the Florida Attorney General's office will be put in charge of the Trump assassination attempt investigation at the state level.
The state of Florida has the appropriate jurisdiction to be able to do that. To be able to bring appropriate charges that will lead to appropriate punishment.
Dozens of people wounded in Beirut today after their handheld pagers exploded. A senior Lebanese military official says the pagers were carried by Hezbollah members. No claim of responsibility. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin is up by a little more than 1,000 students. System President Jay Rothman says that's despite some challenges like the bumpy rollout of a new financial aid form and not enough money for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise Program. More official enrollment counts are expected in a couple of weeks. A program that helps small Wisconsin farmers and hunger relief efforts is marking its second anniversary. The Local Food Purchase Assistance Program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries.
This guaranteed income has allowed farms to invest in their operations and do things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
The program's Forrest Humphrey says the program allows hunger nonprofits to buy in bulk and cut down on transportation, which reduces their carbon footprint. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. East Elementary School in Jefferson is closed today because of a fire. Kids have the day off school after a call came in at about 4:45 this morning. The district posted on Facebook to have all East staff go to the auditorium first thing this morning. Crews from multiple departments were there to put out the flames. All other schools in Jefferson are open as usual. And an update to a story we brought you yesterday about an electrical fire on Atwood Avenue. Four people and two cats were without a place to live, and a coffee shop is closed for the foreseeable future. The Victory is on the ground floor there. It's right across the street from a Room of One's Own bookstore. Owner Patrick Downey says they'll stay closed, but they'll start working on renovations right away. Firefighters said the flames started on an exterior wall and spread to the interior of the building. Downey says they have insurance. He's not worried. They'll work on reopening as soon as they can. They just have no way of knowing how long that'll take. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers can clinch a playoff spot today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. The Brewers got two home runs from Willy Adames yesterday and took down the Philadelphia Phillies 6-2. With the win, the Brewers can now clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The injury bug got the Packers last week when Jordan Love was hurt late in the season opening loss to the Eagles. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that his return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86.
Right now, it's 68.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Substack blogger Mike McCabe.
And we'll be talking about baseball and some memories.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
I'm particularly impressed by the many Republicans, people who served in other Republican administrations, and especially people who served in Trump's term as well, who are just sounding the alarm. They're making their voices heard as loudly as they can above the din, above all the distraction and diversion that goes on in our political discourse right now. So I do think many more people are being given the opportunity to reject what Trump offers, what he represents.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton. Thank you for being right about everything. I am, as you know, there's been a lot of Kamala Harris calls. I was in charge of Dead Inside White Ladies who picked everything up for Hillary last time. Uh-huh. And I gave those bitches a talking to. So we're all good to go now. Yeah. Also, I've called in our allies, our backup. Steve Marmel, comedian extraordinaire.
Steve, how you doing?
It's been too long. Hello, friend.
It has been too long. I mean, literally, it's been 400 news cycles since months ago.
Since yesterday. Isn't it like 400 news cycles in, like, I don't know, a half an hour these days?
Yeah, it's like, I know. It's, but they're all negative towards you-know-who, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Isn't it, I always forget whose bit it is. Is it Patton Oswalt, the whole the challenge for comedians? It's like, you know, mm-hmm. The minute we write one bit, he's like done something even crazier right behind him. We're like, we're not, we just wrote a brilliant bit. How are we? Okay. I believe it was something about making a sombrero out of his own, something about that. Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. So, Steve, where do we start here? I read your tweet earlier. You just said, here's Rich Lowry, editor-in-chief of the National Review, using the N-word to describe Haitians, quote, by mistake. And Megyn Kelly's reaction when they cut back to her. She didn't react to it, just smiled. This is what they all mean. It's why Trump and MAGA must lose. Mm-hmm. And then they always try their ridiculous explanations. No. I just mispronounce migrants.
Yeah.
Like we're all stupid.
Yeah, I didn't know that there are you. Did you mean to say immigrant? What? it just came out so naturally. Like you go, oh look, milk. Like it was.
Should we listen again? Let's hear. Okay, you can judge for yourself. Here he is, Rich Lowry talking to Megyn Kelly.
You remember Alternative Facts with Kellyanne? They did the same thing. She wasn't saying you make up fictions and pretend they're facts. You bring other facts to bear in the debate that are being ignored. Mm. And that's what he was saying. And I loved, I think it was in that interview where Dana Bash says, you know, the police have gone through 11 months of recordings of calls, and they've only found two Springfield residents calling to complain about Haitian migrants taking geese from ponds. Only two calls.
The other personal favorite Chris and I always harken back to is Dick Armey, who alternate name is Penis Air Force.
Yes.
But
yes.
I can't do that joke enough.
I know. It's been a while.
When he called Barney Frank, Barney Fag, and he said, I just misspoke. I just mispronounced Frank.
Yeah.
In a way that had nothing to do with Barney Frank being homosexual, of course.
No, he forgot to use the last three letters is what he really forgot to use.
Right.
Right. Media Matter said, having a hard time coming to any conclusion besides the obvious one, that which Rowley catches himself blurting out here. I mean, we were just saying it's the whole, like, how they talk behind closed doors and they forget. It's like, oops, yeah. I'm in public, right?
Yeah. It's like Elon Musk going, that joke was really funny when I was surrounded by people I pay and people that want money. How did it not work?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the hilarious joke about that no one's just trying to assassinate Kamala Harris because that's funny. How? Okay.
Even though a month ago, right?
Right.
A month ago, somebody was arrested over that. So, but, you know, it's Twitter's.
Yeah.
Put a community note in there and the lie will stay up for 60 days and then it'll mean nothing. Beautiful.
I know as comedians, we sometimes have a hard time. Like, I have to check what's like if something's a joke. So when he tweeted, I hate Taylor Swift, I was like, like, yes, no, a 78-year-old man tweeted, I hate Taylor Swift. But Flavor Flav tweeted, I love Taylor Swift. And you said Flavor Flav has a very big clock. He knows what time it is. It's time for Trump advance to be voted in obscurity.
Yeah, I just, and by the way, since saying he's a threat to democracy is apparently insightful or inciting. No, it's both. It's insightful and inciting. I'm all gas, no brakes. He is a threat to democracy. I don't want him to be attacked.
Nope.
I don't. I would like to see him alive, well, humiliated, and spend the rest of his life hoping the ruble to dollar translation doesn't tank.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously we're talking about this whole Haitian thing. That's how the Holocaust happened, is dehumanizing people. That's how you get people killed. Mm-hmm. You know, you said, hey, J.D., what you're doing to Haitians is no different from what Nazis did to Jews. You're at the dehumanize and terrorize part of the story. You strike me as the guy who would stand outside Anne Frank's house screaming, she's in the attic, if it was politically helpful to you. Thank you. I mean, he's the guy that said Trump's America's Hitler. How do you just change your mind on that?
I don't know. I think enough money came in bit form.
Right.
So.
Right. You J.D. Vance tweeted, I'm glad President Trump is safe. I spoke to him before the news was public, and he was amazingly in good spirits. Still so much we don't know, but I'll be hugging my kids extra tight tonight and saying a prayer of gratitude. And you said maybe pray for the Haitians you've terrorized while you're at it, or better yet, resign. Mm-hmm. I didn't think anyone could be more despicable than Donald Trump, but he's really making a go for it, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an angry little shillbilly, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Jethro Dull is our new, that's our newest favorite.
I love that.
Yeah, and I thought nothing would replace Vladimir Futon, but it has. Jethro Dull. Hey,
that's good.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. You get to mix it up, you know? You know.
He is in general, he is a shillbilly, but yes.
Yeah. Don't you think Dan Quayle wakes up every day going, I'm not the dumbest guy anymore?
And George Bush.
I'm not the dumbest guy to run for vice president. Anyway, here's my potato.
Oh, my God. How hilarious was Candace Bergen talking about, right?
Yeah.
She meowed into the camera.
She did.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But she was talking about Dan Quayle criticizing her for having a child on her own. And she said, you know, now Republicans would never criticize you for having a child. Hilarious. Yeah, you said the debate wasn't rigged. Trump got the first word most of the time and the last word all of the time. Your candidate sucks, and you suck for supporting him. But please, by all means, keep insulting voters to please your dwindling base, MAGA. I just love I guess I keep saying, Steve, it might be good that he's so deluded that he keeps saying he won overwhelmingly, and you're like, no.
No.
Every poll shows about 60% think she won. Uh-huh. You know, he didn't even get his base to say he won.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was a Newsmax poll or whatever it is they do where he was 92-8, and even eight people telling Newsmax he lost.
Yeah.
It's right. Newsmax. It's literally like Trump TV. But have you seen their studio? It's literally like it's in a cubicle with something that makes it look like it's a studio. And when it's done, they shut everything down and then they give the WeWork station to whoever comes in.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know where you are on polls, but obviously the new one out today shows her. First of all, I don't know what people are saying. She didn't get a bounce. She absolutely did. She's up by 6 points, which in this divided, you know, tribal, you know, politics, political world we live in is big. It's, you know, it was only a margin of error of one, is it?
It was an MOE of one.
Yeah.
And they're likely voters.
I don't want to get, that's the problem. I don't want to get happy.
No.
I don't, I want us to seriously keep the pedal to the metal, right?
I have a philosophy on that, which is enjoy it yourself because you know it's pissing him off.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like he's in the middle of a burger bite. At what time is it? Morning? Yeah, he's having a burger. And he sees the poll, and then he runs to, you know, 538 or I Love Trump polls, and he gets the number he wants. And then then he just talks about Hannibal Lecter again. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
By the way, I'm trying to find this one story. Pardon me. Talk amongst yourselves.
Rutabaga.
Rutabaga,
rutabaga.
No, but speaking of polls, this is why I get why people can't trust any. So Nate Silver now is funded by Peter Thiel.
Yes.
So, like, you know, so he's out there going, oh, Trump's going to win and freaking everyone out because people used to trust him, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
But, you know, people that are working for people like that are funding Trump, they want to be able to put this out so they can say, oh, see, it was rigged when he loses.
Right.
Yeah, it's no different than Jill Stein not saying Putin's a war criminal. It's like, well, the check's clearing. Better back off.
Right.
So.
Right. No, but I just, what was the, where is the story, Jody? It made my head explode. Nate Silver says, I don't care about any story now that starts with Nate Silver says, but that, you know, Kamala really missed an opportunity not picking Josh Shapiro.
Yes.
For, you know, her vice presidential pick and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? Tim Walz is pure magic.
Yeah. He is.
I'm like, she couldn't have made a better pick. I'm like, I just these armchair like, oh, she should have done this or she did this wrong. They seem to me to be running a pretty amazing campaign, don't you think?
Yeah. You know, the thing, what did Nate Silver say yesterday? He's like, you know, I don't want to come off as woke, but maybe we shouldn't talk violently. I'm like, oh, so that's going to come off as woke now?
Right. Well, hey, there's no both sides do it. Donald Trump incites violence all the time, and there's a billion examples, right?
Yeah, his little neckbeard son had that, I know I have to specifically point to which neckbeard son.
Right.
I can't even say his chinless neckbeard son, because that pretty much covers all of them. But Don Jr.'s like, how do I explain this to my 5-year-old? I go, I don't know. Maybe use the photo you had of a hammer and underwear when you were talking about Nancy.
And how hilarious that was. Mm. And by the way, who was severely injured? Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know because we have a medical report, but he barely even looks like he was injured at all, right? And he thought it was hilarious, he and his son, about, you know, an 80-year-old man being bludgeoned with a hammer. I mean, it's. Oh, here it is. Pollster Nate Silver says Vice President Harris missed a major chance to pick up voters in the center when she passed over Governor Josh Shapiro. She blew one big opportunity to tack to the center. Okay, how are they casting Tim Walz as anything? He's a veteran, a gun owner, a hunter, football coach. Like, how are they somehow saying this is some wild-eyed leftist she picked?
Probably for the same reason they're saying she's a communist, even though we've watched her for 35 years. It's like, Trump comes up with alliteration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, Traitor Trump. That's alliteration.
Jody made a good point. No one that his idiots that he's talking to even knows what a communist is. They're just like Comrade Kamala. They're like, what?
Such an old thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, they've read a lot of Marx, I'm sure.
Yeah.
By the way, you said if being within 500 yards of a gun means you're a target of an assassination attempt, then everyone in Florida is the target of an assassination attempt by nearly everyone else in Florida. Thank you. We were just saying, like, I'm not even sure what they can charge this guy with in Florida, right?
Yeah. He's a felon with a gun, which, by the way, you could charge Trump with that if he had a gun. Mm-hmm. And they charge, scraping the serial numbers off. But those are all crimes that any of us, like, they didn't put any assassination in the charges.
Right. Right.
You know, and by the way, just a quick point. How many times have we gotten those long shots of Trump playing golf from just people on the course?
Right. Right. Yeah. And if you can take a shot with a camera, then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's different, obviously, and hopefully somebody's looking at that person, you know, trying to take a photo of the guy. But, you know, it's still within a viewer's distance. Like,
sure.
It, you know, maybe don't golf. Maybe go to Top Golf.
Well, they were saying they couldn't, you know. I mean, thank God they did a good job as it was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they couldn't do any because they were saying it was an unplanned thing, meaning. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because that's all he did when he was president and now. So all he does is play golf. He's the laziest bastard in the world. Like, you know.
Well, the Secret Service has also warned him in the past that you know,
that's hard to secure.
Golf courses aren't the easiest places to secure.
Yeah, you're out in the open air for hours and hours and hours.
Right.
And people, they were saying that they know exactly what your movements are going to be.
Yeah, because they know the next hole.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and they know he's going to be probably in the bushes by the gate or the lake. In the lake.
You know, I was going to go with a Laura Loomer joke when we said that what hole he's at. Or alternatively, maybe a ball washer joke, but I don't. What? I know. Really? When I get to a really good dirty joke, it's time to break? Fine, Jody. Fine. Fine. I got the light. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
We all do company, you know, business with companies. A little sketchy might not be your favorite, but feel like I don't really have a choice, you know.
Some of them are owned by Elon Musk. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile. We believe in choice here at the Stephanie Miller Show. It's the phone company that cares about our world as much as you do. They're the only progressive phone company in the country. That's why they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on. You get to vote, by the way. That's what democracy looks like. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from a phone company, the most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, great customer service, and switching. Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your phone. Bring your number. Go to CredoMobile.com for back to school. They'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring your phone to them and donate $50 to Donors Choose to help teachers with school supplies. How great is that? Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth.
I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, indeed. Boom, boom, shakalaka, boom. Yeah. Boom, bitches, it's Steve Marmel.
It is.
Getting all the Twitter love.
Aw.
Loving them some Marmel. What was I going to say? Oh, the story just broke about the Hezbollah pagers
exploding.
And I was like, first of all, people still have pagers. But you were like, this is some serious 007 stuff. I don't know what the, right?
Yeah.
Hundreds of Hezbollah's pagers
like
exploded at the same time.
Yeah, it's up to 1,000 people are injured, if not dead.
And yeah, by exploding pagers.
Yeah. That's what we were saying. It is a little, Steve, because you do a lot of cartoon stuff. It is a little Roadrunner. I hate to say it, but it's a little like, you know,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, just you look at the phone and it says, duck.
Yeah.
What?
The pagers were made by Acme.
There you go.
What's the one with all the witches blow up? You know, with Kathy Najimy and Bette Midler.
Oh, like, Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Uh-oh. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I just like, this sounds like an attack from 1995.
It does.
A pager. What does it say?
I mean.
Wait, what does boom mean?
Yeah.
Someone, yeah, I didn't exactly. I didn't realize anyone had pagers still, but okay.
Well, I mean, it's a smart way for terrorists to talk to each other, I guess.
Sure.
It's smarter. It's more analog. It's less likely to, but it obviously blew up.
It blew up in their face.
It blew up.
I see what you did there. Hi, Seth in Los Angeles. You're on with Steve Marmel.
Hi, Seth.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I find it so ironic that the Republicans are all up in arms about the non-existent, you know, geese and cat and dog thing, but meanwhile, they're the only group that actually has someone who cut a whale's head off.
Right. Yes.
Oh, by the way, we were told this morning that
bear in Central Park.
That is likely illegal, which I kind of thought so, yeah. Steve, that you're not probably allowed to cut random whale's heads off and strap it to your car. But
yeah. But he did it with the family, and they got to wear bags so they didn't get whale juice.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you're a parent. I'm sure that's the first thing you learn is put a plastic bag over your child whenever possible.
Yeah.
I'm a pet parent, and I've never had to bag my dog's head because of some other animal's leakage.
29 minutes after the hour. Marmel's here.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A crash that injured 8 children in southeast Wisconsin yesterday was caused by a driver running a stop sign. Ozaukee County deputies say the impact knocked the Random Lake school bus over. 36 kids were on the bus. Some of them got bruises, concussions, and even broken bones. The SUV driver was ticketed. Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit have stalled in the U.S. Senate. Lauren Relaford of the Children's Defense Fund says it could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide.
At this point, childhood poverty is a policy choice. The folks that have the power to do it know and have seen the evidence, and they haven't done it.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation's latest kids count report says 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Some Madison school staff will be getting a raise. At last night's board meeting, the school board approved a 2% raise for teachers. If the operational referendum passes on November 5th, teachers will get another 2% raise. The school board spent months negotiating with Madison Teachers, Inc., the union which represents more than 2,700 local employees. Last year, the board approved an 8% raise for employees. They were facing staff shortages, lots of people left during the pandemic, and they knew they had to keep the people who were still on the team. That cost about $20.8 million. If the referendum passes, staff will get a total of a 4.12% raise that would cost the district $13.3 million. And the Wisconsin DNR says if you see any frogs, salamanders, lizards, or snakes crossing roads, they want to know about it. I just saw some frogs in the street over the weekend. They like the asphalt because it's warm, but it's not safe. More than half of Wisconsin reptiles are endangered. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Another unseasonably warm scorcher today. With sunny skies, highs will strike the upper 80s. We stay clear tonight and fall to the low 50s with plenty of sunshine and heat still on tap for Wednesday and Thursday. All ahead of showers and thunderstorms moving in Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
I got my sh** together.
I got my sh** together.
I got my sh** together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together, too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest continues, and we debut a completely legitimate and totally real new attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Everybody.
race is still too close. The Electoral College is still the big hurdle that has to be overcome. But I am very hopeful and even optimistic that Americans who do not want to see a continuation of this politics of hate and division will reject Trump. And maybe some Republicans who know that they can't vote for Trump will end up voting for the Harris-Waltz ticket as well.
It is the Stephanie Miller. Hey, guess who's here?
Who?
The man, the Marmel.com writer, stand-up comic, writer for Johnny Bravo, Family Guy, many, many more. Oh, my God. So exciting. Hi.
Yay.
Hi. I've done stuff.
You have.
Yeah.
You're kind of good at what you do, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like to brag, but yeah, I am.
Yeah, you know. We were saying, you know, we say almost every day, Steve, that it really is such a target-rich environment for comedians, which I get, yeah. I mean, just the dog and cat memes, you know, all of that stuff. But we were saying, unfortunately, underneath all of it is always some racist, despicable lie that's endangering people, that's going to get people killed. And so it's, how do you balance that as a comedian? Is that so much of this is, how can you not make fun of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, and yet you're just like, part of it is so awful and hurtful.
I just try to make, you know, look, when they go low, I kick. So I do make comments that aren't necessarily amusing. But when I go for a joke, I go for the throat. You know, it's we all had fun with the J.D. Vance couch humping. We all, you know, it's just those are little. And what's great is now we have a candidate that has a sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to...
Yes. Don't you love how they're doing this campaign? Joyfully, with humor, for having fun, but, you know, but being tough, like hitting back, right?
Yeah. Trump's on stage going, I'm not weird. He's not weird. They're weird, which is weird. It's just weird.
You know what we say? When they go low, we make a song parody, because we're a morning radio show, so that's how we do it. Mike will be our celebrity guest on panel in Durham, North Carolina this Saturday.
That's very exciting.
Very exciting. Don't forget AG from Mueller, she wrote, will join us in Phoenix the following Saturday. Very, very exciting. So speaking of jokes, Laura Loomer. And plus it is disgusting, just picturing them, you know, her and Trump having... Well, however, she is also a despicable racist. So there's, you know... Trump is going down a self-destructive path with his continual association with Laura Loomer, a far-right activist and failed congressional candidate. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene has said it's extremely racist.
Yeah.
It's like Goebbels going, that Himmler's a bastard.
Yeah, but at least she knows from experience, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, S.E. Kopp said, because he's lost the plot, he's completely lost the plot. This is repellent to the very voters he will need. There's no reason for this. She's disgusting. She's also a lunatic and a huge drag, and not the first drag, by the way. I think J.D. Vance is the first drag on his ticket that was a bad decision, and this is the next one.
Oh, my God. It was J.D. Vance was just like, okay, so you picked a doughy racist with guy liner.
Yeah.
That for your base. The guy looks like a raccoon that's half asleep. And that's your choice.
And every time you go, hey, you were wrong, he doubles down, then he doubles down again, and then he says, hey, look, whether the White House smells like curry or fried chicken, I'm like, oh, my God, is that where you went?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are a joke.
No, we keep saying it. There's no dog whistles anymore. They're just the racism's right out there. I mean,
no, they're not even whistles. They're blowing into dog butts and they're barking.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff happening. An annual festival celebrating cultural diversity in Springfield has been canceled as violent threats triggered by J.D. Vance's false story about Haitian immigrants plagued the Ohio City. City officials announced that Culture Fest, which was supposed to be September 27th to 28th, has been scrapped after multiple schools and the town hall were targeted with bomb threats. And then the problem, Steve, is, you know, when the violence happens, they just, you know, like, we have nothing to do with this. I mean,
they blame liberals. They go, see, we need more cops. No, we need less you.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
We need less you.
Right. We were talking about the scintillating possibility of Kamala Harris winning Florida, which would just be icing on the cake.
Chef's kiss.
Well, because we were saying there's, what is it, how many, 400,000 Haitians, first of all?
At 300,000 to 500,000, don't know how many can vote. The Republicans will say that a million of them did, whatever. But between angry Haitians and the fact that Taylor Swift is in Miami, the 18th, 19th, and 20th, selling 200,000 seats for her tour.
Yep.
And could just go, hey, everybody, go vote.
Right.
Beautiful.
By the way, Swifties raised $40,000 in the wake of that Trump post saying he hates her. I mean, and what was it, 400 and something thousand people
people are still
minutes
that.
Of him, yeah. Of her, excuse me, endorsing, went to the vote.gov, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one, I don't even know what to say about this Florida fight. A number of prominent conservative media figures took issue with Dave Portnoy telling his social media followers to vote to legalize weed in Florida.
They're mad at him.
He recently announced that he would be voting for Trump in November. Jason Whitlock said, this is why single people and people without kids shouldn't vote. We tend to think very selfishly with no concern for what we're leaving the next generation. Married people with kids should be the only voters. We should prioritize families if we want to fix our broken culture. They're just double, triple, quadruple down on offending people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just like, excuse me, ma'am, do you enjoy being a slip and slide to crank out a soccer team for America? Like, then it's, oh my God.
It would technically be a sperm slip and slide to crank out a soccer team.
Oh.
Yeah. I was thinking some other. Well, you know what? It's a family morning.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Either way, they want white Christians to shoot out babies like their T-shirt guns.
Yeah.
That's
T-shirt cannons. Yeah.
Yeah.
They want reproductive T-shirt cannons.
Yep.
Hi, Lori.
Shunk.
Chris and I have been in radio a long time, so we know from a good T-shirt cannon.
Oh yeah, we do.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Laura in Virginia.
Hey, staff first, I can't wait for DC Sexy Liberal, my friend Tanya, and follow Mook.
Yay!
Sweet! We are ready. I have some important tips about voting. Just for anyone planning to vote by mail, especially parents whose kids have gone off to college and might be voting by mail, make sure you fully review all the requirements for mail-in voting on your state Department of Elections site.
Yep.
And review this info with your kids who may be first-time voters. Because a lot of states... some states require, in addition to the voter's signature on the ballot envelope, they might also require a witness signature.
Yeah.
And for some states, that witness has to be over 18. At least one state might require that the signature also be registered to vote in that state. And, you know, other states have options to for having a notary public or an election official authorize it. But all the states can be different, and so everybody just really needs to check their website, go to vote.gov, or go to their state Department of Elections website, check all the requirements, and go over it with your friends, your family, your kids, anybody who's voting, and make sure they check everything, double check it. You don't want to go all the trouble of voting and mailing it in and not have it count.
Yep, absolutely. Good tip. Thank you. Thank you for that timely voting tip.
Very informative.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just, you know, I hope it actually motivates people, Steve, you know, them trying to suppress your vote. I mean, because they do it surgically in so many places. You know, they make it, you know, can't vote with a student ID. You can vote with a gun ID. You can't, I mean, they're you know, they're going to try to F with mail-in ballots because they're just, they're
trying. It's the only thing.
Go ahead.
It's the only thing they have. It's like, I mean, they're passing laws like you can't give people water when they're waiting in line. It's like, well, interesting, Texas, because I have not seen white people have to wait in line.
Yeah. No, I say that every time I vote. When I by mail, but it used to take me, I don't know, 45 seconds to vote. Yeah. And I'd turn on the TV and watch, you know, black people in Ohio standing in the rain for 8 hours. You know, like it's not an accident. They're like, we don't have that many voting machines here somehow. Right.
I saw somebody posted something like, you know, all Taylor Swift's people are young and they're going to be impatient. And then I think it was not Chris Evans who went, so you're telling me that Taylor Swift fans don't know how to stand in line?
Do you want to know what? Got a ticket to the Eros tour? No. I'm going to say this is one of our people, which I applaud them. Peter Navarro, you know, noted Trump crank.
Uh-huh.
Felon.
Yes, felon. Recently released felon. Thank you, Jody.
Criminal, yes.
He lashed out in anger Monday after he said a woman on an airplane told him to go back to prison.
Yay. He got mad.
He suggested that the confrontation with the woman was similar to the incident in which an alleged gunman attempted to assassinate. Really?
No.
Really? Because they're all such whiny little snowflake bitches, aren't they? They're just...
They're all for
free speech, but not for... And then he said he was returning from an event in Long Island on Southwest Airlines. Well, listen, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. Well, want to get away? Yeah. Yeah, you did, didn't you? No, I mean, it's like I truly think the reason they have most of these false Christians have these crosses because they love pinning themselves on it every time something happens.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Look at me. No,
he said he was returning from an event when a middle-aged, middle-class, little chubby woman yelled at him. I think they're going to – I have a dream, Steve, that I think – almost every owner of a vagina is going to vote for Kamala Harris and just not, you know, mention it to their
you don't have to husbands say who you or voted boyfriends. For to
yes.
anybody.
Yeah. And that's how scary it is. Like the women are Googling, can my husband find out? No, he can't find out from your registration or anything else. Your vote is private.
But he can find out from your browser history, so erase that.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
You sound
erase
like...
that browse. Yeah, erase that browser history like you're Mike Johnson at 7:02.
You sound like a man that knows. Okay.
Oh. Well, he's a dude.
Forty-six minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Oh yeah,
turn it on.
I use them.
I do too. Well, I do too. But have you heard my story? I intentionally do stupid things so that I am a better unsolicited testimonial for our sponsors.
All right.
Okay.
Because I go to bed at, you know, ass o'clock now, which is, I used to go to bed at an insane o'clock. Now I go, it's
like
even
3
earlier.
3
yeah,
in the afternoon.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I'm not really going to bed now. So I didn't turn the system on. And then two guys tried to break into my house while I was sleeping. Yes, crowbarred open a door, which would have had a sensor on it, wouldn't it, Chris?
Yep.
Yes, and alerted me, which is what you need to do. Just remember to turn it on. That's all I'm saying. Uh-huh. With Fast Protect monitoring and Live Guard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You will never locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel any time. Pricing transparent, affordable. Trust me, much more affordable than a lot of these companies, like less than $1 a day, no hidden fees either. Simply Safe has been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running.
Five.
What? With best customer service, according to Newsweek. Get it. Protect your home. 50% off a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whoa. Well, we all do business with companies we don't like so much. That huge online retailer, clothing brands that make their clothes who knows where, fossil fuel companies. A lot of the time we don't have a choice. But your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile, the phone company that cares about our world as much as you do. That's why they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service. And switching to Credo is easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. And Credo will donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them, like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Here to save America,
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal
Save the World
comedy tour
continues with the next stop Saturday, September 21st, Durham, North Carolina.
They're Raleigh-Durham that weekend.
At the Carolina Theater in Durham.
Join Stephanie Miller.
Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Fugelsang.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to give out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama.
Ooh.
Plus, special panel guest, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Never heard of him.
VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show. Come on out September 21st at the Carolina Theater in Durham.
Get off to Raleigh, Durham.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Comedian, writer, producer extraordinaire, yep. Steve Marmel is here. Aw, Rudy Giuliani lost again.
Things constantly happen to bad people.
Someone needs to write that book. You need to write that book.
I can write that book.
When bad things happen to bad people. Good. Okay. Yeah. A federal judge tossed Giuliani's lawsuit against President Biden because it utterly failed to prove a crucial point. He was sued on the grounds that he failed to prove the court had jurisdiction over the U.S. president. I swear to God, that's the other thing that Trump has brought, is just these people that do these frivolous lawsuits. Trump just does delay after delay after delay. Yeah. I look forward to a time when our justice system might actually, work like it's designed to, right?
Has it ever?
Good point. For instance, Alina Hama.
Bless you.
Thank you very much. We haven't done that in a while.
I know.
Alina Hama. Bless you. Thank you. Has settled with a former Trump National Golf Club Bedminster employee who accused her of betraying her oath as a lawyer, all to get into the president's inner circle, former president's inner circle. The deal is the latest chapter in the legal problems. Hama.
Bless you.
Thank you. Is facing her professional ethics were called into question when Alice Bianco, a former waitress at Bedminster, sued the golf club for having allegedly defrauded her into accepting $15,000 on the condition she keep quiet about sexual harassment. I mean, she also appears to be the worst lawyer in the world.
Yes. Why don't you just have Melania be your lawyer? You're casting it.
Yeah. Right. Yes, hot seems to be the only, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then she opens her mouth and she becomes very less attractive.
So we had George Conway on. Was it last week? My favorite new pack, Psycho Pack. He's been talking forever about how Trump is clearly unwell. I mean, beyond all the other things in the criminality, how many of these people? A psychiatrist flags alarming debate tick, urges Trump to seek a neurologist. It's just because there was a whole thing about Biden had one bad debate and needed to go. And you're like, this is to me the elephant in the room, giant orange elephant in the room is that he is completely insane.
And every day he breaks a record for being the oldest person running for president,
right.
Beating the previous record holder, him.
Well, and a lot of us who've had parents that have passed of dementia, Trump should immediately seek a neurologist after exhibiting a classic and common sign of dementia at the debates, according to a prominent psychiatrist. He said Trump's rhetorical tendencies would make any mental health expert very worried. He displayed some striking familiar patterns that are commonly seen among people in cognitive decline. It stemmed from his repetitive speech. Trump is kind of repetitive, Jody.
Is he repetitive?
Yes, he does. He repeats himself, I've found.
Sounds repetitive.
Yes, he said that it does not represent a political tactic but a worrying compulsion. If a patient presented to me with the verbal incoherence, tangential thinking, and repetitive speech that Trump now regularly demonstrates, I would almost certainly refer them for a rigorous neuropsychiatric evaluation to rule out cognitive illnesses. He said a condition such as vascular dementia or Alzheimer's disease would not be out of the ordinary for a 78-year-old. For those who do have such diseases or conditions, several treatments and services exist to help them and their loved ones cope with their decline. But does not mean any of them would be qualified to serve as commander-in-chief. What's that old bit we have? A place for Don.
Yeah.
We all need to find a place for Don that is not the White House.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, I have a mom that passed of Alzheimer's. It's just that is part. First of all, because they kept giving him extra time. So I'm sorry he's bitching about the moderators. Every time he interrupted, they let him talk. Right. And he would just repeat himself again. The stuff he'd already said, right?
Yeah, well, that's when he was like, the redeeming dogs came when he jumped in for extra point, extra statements. So,
right.
Remember when they were saying, let Trump be Trump and it would be so great?
And exactly. And yet, here is an example of liberal helpers. White House announces rule that would cut insurance red tape over mental health and substance abuse disorder care.
Aww.
Trump appears to be suffering from both.
Too late for him, but good for the rest of us.
Yes. I mean, and that's the other thing. Every time there's a, mentally ill guy with a gun, they're like, it's not the gun, it's the mental. You don't want to do anything for that either. They always vote against funding for mental health, don't they?
Oh, it's a lone wolf. It's like, no, it's a bunch of wolves which make a pack. But thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
The lone wolf theory. All right. Steve Marmel, how might we follow you and worship you and help you in any way? How might I help you?
I'll take the follow on the hellscape that Musk has at Marmel. I'm not giving up the town square, even though basically we're fighting behind enemy lines.
I get it. Me too. All right.
And honestly, that's it.
All right. Good.
We love you, Steve Marmel.
Thanks,
we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to discuss the Emmys. And I welcome comedian, TV host, and creator of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
But you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1500.